one of the most anticipated tours coming up here in the fall, and what it's like when you get that phone call from Carrie Underwood or for people to say, hey, come out with me.
Well, the Carrie Underwood tour, that's it's definitely a milestone for me. You know, I've had the chance to tour with a couple of people, obviously. You know, I got to tour with Taylor last year at WrestleFest. But to be a part of the entire tour, I think, is a totally different story. It's a huge acknowledgement from someone like Carrie to say, hey, I think you can handle being on a tour like this. Because for her, it's very much so a show in, you know, in its entirety. You know, it's not an opening act in her show. She's very cool about, you know, hey, let's bridge the two. Let's make it an experience altogether. So to consider myself as part of that experience, if you will, it's definitely mind-blowing. It's still something I got to process, and it won't click until we go out to the first show. But it's definitely something I've been looking forward to. The anticipation is intense. I'm excited. All right.
So what interaction have you had with the fans this day? It was funny.
I thought you were supposed to call the people. Cool. Okay.
What interaction have you had with the fans this week? Were you at the Warner Sound, and how's that been going this week?
The interaction with the fans has been epic. I mean, just to say that I have fans is kind of a cool thing. You know what I mean? It's like I was here last year as a complete, I mean, I stepped on stage in front of the Bridgestone, like, God, I hope somebody knows the song I'm fixing to play, and they were singing along, which was mind-blowing. And being here this year, playing on the LP Field stage and all the things that are happening, it's kind of role reversal, because I've stood in lines to get autographs from Russell Tutts and Brad Paisley and all these people, and now I'm at the other end of those lines, and so it gives me a whole new perspective, a whole new appreciation for the week and the opportunities that it presents. And what's really cool is that I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces, and what I mean is, you know, fans that drive hundreds of miles, because I've seen them at 10, even 20 shows, some of them, you know. And it's been a blast. It's really I told somebody it was kind of like a graduation party. You know, you sort of look back at the year and you realize what's happened, and you celebrate with the people that you're close with. And for me, that's obviously the fans, yeah, for sure.
There's obviously a lot of life left in your debut album, but I'm wondering if you can give us any sort of preview to your sophomore album. I know you're writing all the time.
I wish I could say I'm cool enough I wish I was cool enough to have a plan for it. I totally don't. I don't know. I have been writing for it. I have been thinking about it, just because it's always in the back of your mind. You know what I mean? Going from sort of, you know, even same thing as going from like college to your first job. It's like, what are you going to do? It's always on your mind. I don't know. It's got to be a snapshot, just like the first album was, and just like the first album is. You know. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything really that I can concretely say that would be worth our time, you know, but I'll get back to you.
You talk about the experience of doing the CMT Crossroads.
The CMT Crossroads was awesome. It was an honor to have Joe Walsh say, yeah, it's cool, he can come and play and be a part of it, you know. Of course, there was several artists, you know, and to be amongst people like Billy Gibbons from, you know, ZZ Top, and of course Luke Bryan and Sarah Evans and Brad Paisley, and it's just, and Kenny Chesney even, you know, the whole thing was a really cool thing for me. It was new. I've always wanted to do a Crossroads, and that was kind of a preview of what it would be like for me. And it was really cool that it was with a guitar player, and then I got to get on stage. I remember I shook his hand, and he could just see the fear in my eyes. You know, here's someone I've listened to and looked up to, and now I'm on stage next to him. So if he's gonna critique, he's in the best place to do it. You know, and he was like, dude, just have fun with it. I don't know if he said dude, but he did say just have fun with it. You know, and that meant a lot to me. You know, it's just like, wow, it was cool, because what he told me was, he said, this is your thing, solo, play, jam, sing whatever you want to sing. He's like, don't stick to the record. That's what we did. You know, do your thing with it, which is a really cool kind of acknowledgement. Somebody saying, put your touch on it, means a lot. It means that apparently, you know, there's something that I do that he appreciates. You know, it was magical. It was magical getting to stand. I was so nervous for the rehearsals, but when we got to the taping, the first run through, even the second run through, it was just like, it just came to life for me. I got comfortable. I felt at home on stage with him. We felt like friends. I felt like I'd known him for a while, and there was a really fun moment in the, you know, right as we started playing, that was just like, this is happening, and it's just like, it sunk in and it got real.
Okay.
Can you just talk about the fact growing up, I understand that you spent, you know, like a lot of time alone, sort of honing your craft and learning all of these instruments, and now you're about to step on stage in front of a stadium full of people. And
from being alone.
Yeah, is it, I mean, can you talk about either sort of the validation or just the thought, did this thought ever occur to you when you were tinkering alone, trying to learn guitar chords as a young kid?
Well, for sure, part of my alone time, if you want to call it, as a sort of high schooler or middle schooler even, honing my craft, I mean, I was just feeding an obsession for music, really, was me designing sets like what you see on stage tonight, you know, getting to see all the lights and the video, you know, screens and stuff like that. I'm a total production junkie, so getting to see that big stage set up the way it is, and getting to say, like, yeah, I get to stay on that stage, I get to be part of it, you know, and getting to do what we're doing with Wanted, too, is definitely something that's kind of like one of those things I sit in the back of the bus and dream about for months at a time, and it's something I've been definitely kind of envisioning in my mind, and I had no relativity, I don't know what it looked like. I didn't know what it looked like until today, you know, to be on the stage and definitely kind of, you know, standing around, just I had to just look at everything and kind of take a couple of deep breaths, you know, just to sound check. So it's excitement doesn't do it any justice, but and there also is, like you said, a bit of sort of validity. I don't know what the proper word is for what I'm feeling, but it's definitely feels good to get the invitation to be a part of something as big as this, you know, especially on such a big week.
Rosemary.
This week, have you had the opportunity to maybe take a listen to some of the other acts that are coming up? And so, anybody stick out an impression?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's tons. I mean, to ask me to it's hard to single out anybody, you know what I mean? It's because, again, I feel like I'm still one of them. I mean, I am. I always will be. You know, that's just how it is. I mean, to be totally honest, I've been so busy this week with our own stuff. I hadn't really gotten a chance to. I think I get more of a chance when we sort of leave Nashville and just go do, you know, random gigs somewhere. I'll run into people, you know, get to hang out with other new acts. Like last night, I was hanging out with Eaton's Edge for a while, you know, just chill with them and JT Hodges. You know, we were hanging out somewhere. We both were, you know, out of town on this gig, and we were both coming back to CMA Fest. And I mean, there's so many people I've run into this year and met for the first time, and I don't know. It's just so cool to be considered an artist in this world. You know, it's like I've been a fan for so long. I still am. But to be able to get on stage and say I get to do it too is pretty cool. You know, I don't know. I'm still passing the amazement part. Still passing that.
Very cool, last one. Is there anybody that you've been starstruck by that you've met?
Everybody. I mean, I can say, and I'm not like being all cool, because trust me, this is like the biggest